All right. Well, I'm sorry. I know I haven't talked about anything in a while. I've been laying off my podcast for a while, but I'm back, so it don't matter. Don't even trip. So today, I know I usually ask for topics and stuff, but I feel like no one has really been looking at my profile anyway. But I hope to get this back on. And anyway, today is going to be all NBA free agency, all NBA summer, and that's all we're going to talk about on this episode. So if you're not going to be into the NBA or anything, I know I'm not talking about anything super serious, but I will be soon. I have some stuff in mind already, so stay tuned for that. But we're talking about all NBA free agency on this episode. All NBA, all of the future in the NBA, everything that's going on. It's insane. I'm excited. It's really fucking crazy. And I'm going to have backup too. I'm going to have my laptop. I'm going to try to go over every team's, you know, decisions and everything. Because, man, it's crazy. And I'll try to start off with my favorite teams or my favorite players. And my favorite team is the Spurs. All-time Spurs fan right here. If you're a Spurs fan, you're probably awesome, because all Spurs fans are awesome. But I wanted to wait for Kawhi to make his decision, which he already did, which we'll get to in a second. But then I heard something go on with Russell Westbrook, and I was like, damn, I don't want to drop a podcast and then Russell Westbrook moves, and then he moved today. So I was like, I got to get on this, don't I? So I guess I can start with Kawhi. I can start by telling you everything that I think that about what happened. Sorry for beginning. So first off, this motherfucker is probably the most savage player, he left the Spurs, and I'm very sad. I was very sad about that. Mad at him for a little bit, and it hurt. You know, he's one of our best player and our franchise player who was gonna lead us after everybody left. Which everybody left tier, but who was gonna lead us after everybody left, and he didn't want to play with us anymore. Which is, whenever somebody says they don't want to play with the Spurs anymore, it really confuses me. It really does. But so that's what happened, and he thought he was LeBron at the time, and thought he can go wherever he wanted. And Pop was like, hell nah. So then we traded him for DeMar DeRozan. I always liked DeMar DeRozan, so I was happy that we get DeMar, but I was sad for DeMar, because I know how much he loves Toronto, and I know he probably didn't want to come here, he probably didn't want to leave anywhere at all, but it did, and, you know, he's still trying to fit in our system. He's a good scorer, and I think he can stay for a little bit longer. If not, we can trade him for someone better, but I don't want to do that to him. I want to keep him here. I don't want to just throw him everywhere. But back to Kawhi, we trade him to Toronto, and what he decides to do to us is win a fucking championship with them, which is insane. I don't think anybody, that's the most savage thing to me, where he leaves, joins a team for a year, and wins a championship. I mean, Toronto was already close. They were already close for winning. They just had to get past LeBron. LeBron moved to the West last summer, and so they were out of his way, but then Giannis, I loved Giannis this year, MVP for sure. What happened, and they fucking beat them. They beat Giannis, which I wanted to see Giannis go, but it's okay. I was kind of rooting for Kawhi too, so I was, you know, oh yeah, Kawhi regained my heart, by the way, too. I was going for him, but so he wins a fucking championship with them, and then this motherfucker decides to leave that team. And when they were talking about him going to, he was picking an LA team for sure. I knew from the beginning it was an LA team. And the Clippers were the team I wanted him to go for. Not because I didn't want him playing with LeBron, but simply because I feel like the Clippers are a good team. I like Patrick Beverley. I like that defensive duo. Lou Will is a badass. Montez Harrell, they're going to come up. And with Kawhi there, they're fucking golden, and I really think they can win, honestly. And then Paul George goes to the Clippers. That's insane. That's insane. I don't know the full details on that, or what the trade details were, but it doesn't matter because that is literally insane. And I cannot wait to see that team. I cannot wait to see that play with that team on 2K. And that defensive team is going to be insane. The best defensive team right now is that team. And I just can't wait to see them play. So, there's a lot of free agents still left that are pretty good that haven't got picked up yet. So, I'm going to go over that first. First of all, I'm going to start with Marcus Morris. Marcus Morris was supposed to sign with the Spurs. And recently, he just backed out of it. And he's going to go play with the Knicks. What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Honestly. You have a good set team with the Spurs. You have a good system. You have good minutes. You're going to get paid good money. And you're going to win games. And you decide to say no to that? Why? What's wrong with you? Wouldn't you have a good... I just don't understand that. I do not know what's wrong with that guy, but I just want to talk about him briefly. Fuck that guy. I do not care about him. He's the worst. I'm just kidding. But that's insane. So I'm going to go to... So the first insane ones, Kawhi and Paul George. That's insane already by itself. Let's see. This thing's still going... Okay, I try to use my laptop for stuff, but it's kind of hard. I don't know why. So I'm just going to go to Bleacher Report on my phone. And we'll go through... Actually, there's a better place. Let's go here. All right, we'll start from the beginning of when this person posted. He started off... Oh, I forget about this. All right, we'll start off with Kyrie Irving. The baller. Uncle Drew. So, Kyrie, I knew he was going to leave. He didn't want to play with the Celtics anymore. Bad chemistry, I'm guessing. And I mean, I wouldn't want that either. And I think he's from New York, am I wrong? So, being back and choosing to go play with the Brooklyn Nets is a bold move, I think. It really is. It's one of the boldest moves I think I've seen so far. They're a good team. They're not a bad team. But Kyrie is definitely automatically the best player. And, oh my God, did I not expect... That I did not expect for KD to go play with him. That is the weirdest thing. The craziest thing. Oh, no, I guess not the weirdest and craziest thing that happened this summer. But still weird. And I'm excited to see that too. And people are talking about the NBA being balanced. And they are correct. They are. And I'm happy for them. I'm happy they reached the deal. I'm happy KD is going where he wants to go. He restored balance to the league. And now everybody has a shot. Once he comes back, it's 2020. It's going to be a great year. And I cannot wait. So that was Kyrie and KD. They went to the Nets. And I love that. Let's talk about Kemba. Kemba replaces the fit for Kyrie. And I think Kyrie is a better player. But Kemba Walker will fit better with the Celtics. And they... will be a playoff runner for sure, of course, obviously. And I really want to see Gordon Hayward do some more stuff. I really think he can break out of that injury shell and really ball out with all the young players on that team, like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I really, that can go really good for them if he decides to break out of that shell. But Kemba to the Celtics, I love that. He's gonna ball out, man. Kemba's always been a baller, and I can't wait to see that. And then Klay Thompson finally got a supermax contract with 5 years, $109 million max contract, well deserved. Fucking Klay Thompson, I'm a super huge fan of Klay Thompson, and I honestly wish he can go with a different team. I don't know why. I love him with the Warriors. He's a good player with the Warriors. They're perfect for each other, but I don't know why. I just want to go see him ball out on his own without Curry. But so they gave him his supermax contract. People thought he was gonna go somewhere else. Yeah, fucking right. And perfect. I think it's perfect. Good for him. I hope he doesn't miss too much next season because I love seeing that guy play. Derrick Rose to the Detroit Pistons. Don't look that over. Derrick Rose is definitely not a sleeper. He is not a sleeper. He's still an all-star. Dropped 50 points in that game. And is a consistent scorer. And he's going to be perfect for the Detroit Pistons. They need everything, I think. But he's going to ball out there, and I can't wait to see him do it. And he's going to come watch him come back. Maybe. I don't know. Do we want to talk about Nikola Vucevic staying with the Magic? I don't think so. I don't think we do. Woohoo, good for that guy. Kristaps moved with the Mavs a while back. And they finally gave him a contract, 5 years. And him and Luka, gonna tear it up. That's all I gotta say about that. Alright, then we go to another big one, which I think is big. Because I think the Heat were good. And then Jimmy Butler's now on the Heat, and they're even better. So, Jimmy Butler's a mean guy. He's a mean baller. And he's an ISO player. And he's going to be great with Miami, I think. I think they're going to do a good job. I don't know if they're a championship team. I don't know. They're a playoff team, but I don't know if they're going to be a championship team. But they're going to play hard, and it's going to be fun to watch and to play with on 2K. they gave Damian Lillard a Supermax deal, well deserved. Dame Dollar, Dame Time, of course. I don't know if you heard about Harrison Barnes, I'm sorry. Brooke Lopez, blah blah blah. And then it goes back with KD. That's the next one. KD going with the Nets, which is what we just talked about. And let's see how that goes. I mean, Kyrie still needs to grow up, I think. And he is. KD is one of the best players in the league, probably second best player in the league. First player in the league. Nah, not second best player in the league. I forgot the Nets also got DeAndre Jordan. So I don't know why they're saying a big three. DeAndre Jordan's not that good, but he's good. He's really good. And they're gonna, that's a good team right there. Adding DeAndre Jordan. So I just can't wait to see them play, and I can't wait to play with them. Next one is Terry Rozier. He was traded to the Charlotte Hornets. And he has agreed to a 3-year, $58 million sign and trade to the Charlotte Hornets. And well deserved, man. This guy is a baller. He is a starter. And he probably just goes over there because he wants to start on a team. The Hornets are not, probably barely a playoff, not even a playoff team. Even with Kemba, they weren't a playoff team. And I'm sorry, Terry. Scary Terry, but you're not better than Kemba. But you are a good player, and I'm glad you're getting paid, man. Chris Middleton is an underrated player, and he's staying with the Bucks. Good. On a 5-year deal, good. That guy is a good player, loyal player, and him and Giannis are probably going to make another championship run or go to the championship. I'm glad that Rudy Gay stayed with San Antonio. That's the next one. Rudy Gay is an awesome player. He went through injury, and he's coming back, and he's playing hella good, and he's gonna be an important asset to the Spurs. Thaddeus Young left the Pacers, and that sucks because I like Thaddeus Young, and he's going to the Bulls, and I think the Bulls did get someone, so I will wait on that. But I like that. I like Thaddeus Young. Terrence Ross, Gerald Green. Do we know? Oh, fucking JJ Redick is gonna go play with Zion and the Pelicans and that young team. With Lonzo and all them, and Brandon Ingram, and oh my god, the Anthony Davis trade. It's not free agency, but that trade, the Pelicans won that one in the long run, but the Lakers won it right now, because AD is one of the probably top five best player in the league right now, and he's with another top five best player in the league right now. So, I mean, that's obvious, and the Lakers are just stacking everybody up, which we get to right now. And man, Anthony Davis is gonna work great with LeBron, I think. And they got DeMarcus Cousins too. Like, damn. And then, but still, JJ Redick, he's with the New Orleans Pelicans, and they're gonna be a fun team, fun young team to watch. Bojan Bogdanovic went to the Jazz. Don't care. I don't know what that did for them. I don't. Donovan Mitchell, I think they're going to be a playoff team because Donovan Mitchell and their system, it's a good system. They got a better point guard, I think. I forgot who, but I think we'll get to it right now. But I know Ricky Rubio's not playing with them. I love Ricky Rubio, but I know he's not playing with them no more. But I think they got Mike Conley. They did get Mike Conley. They're going to be a good team. Mike Conley's a good player, and people forgot about him, but he's a really good player. He's him and Marcus All. Awesome. I know Marcus All went to the went to the Raptors, but still, Mike Conley is a good player. But Bojan, Joel Inglis, I feel like they're the same player, and I might be wrong. I might be totally wrong. People are probably talking shit to me. They're different. It's just, I don't see the upgrade there. I would like to see, they have a good team, and I would like to see, I guess, more role players. Maybe they did get a good pick. My bad. They're going to be a good team next year. Trevor Ariza with the Sacramento Kings. Cool, I guess. Ronnie Hunter, the Trailblazers. Jeremy Lamb with the Pacers. Okay, Malcolm Brogdon, former Rookie of the Year, if you forgot, has been traded with the Pacers to the Pacers. And Indiana sends a first round pick and two second round picks to Milwaukee. So good for Milwaukee. But the Pacers, Darren Collison retired. How the fuck old is that guy? I don't know. He's probably old, but he was a good player, and Malcolm Brogdon is also a good player, and he's going to play with Victor Oladipo, and that team is already good. They made the playoffs, and Dontis Sabonis is a good player too, and he's only going to get better, and see, that's another team you could watch. Like, it's just, if Malcolm Brogdon makes his game elite, and he starts playing more like that Rookie of the Year we saw, he will be a good player, and they will be a playoff team for sure. The 76ers kept Tobias Harris. I think they gave him a lot of money too. I mean, you 5-year, $180 million, and he's not a $180 million player. I'm sorry, he's not. He's a good player. I've been saying baller a lot, but he's a baller, and he drops points, and he's a good fit for that team. But I don't know. Maybe they should have saved some. It should have tried to get some more people. Since Ricky, he went to the Suns. Ricky Rubio went to the Suns, and he's gonna go play with Devin Booker. And I like that. Julius Randle with the Knicks, and the Knicks. That's the best player that they got this year, and they're wanting to get Kyrie and Giddy. And Julius Randle's a good player, so I don't know why they're mad and people are sad, but and they have young players, and they just gotta be patient. Spurs free agent. We got a new Spurs free agent, Damari Carroll. He has joined the Spurs. And guess what? He's a 3-and-D player. And I like a guy who can shoot a 3 and play some defense on the other side of the court, back-to-back. And he can do that. We got a lot of guards and small guards, and he's a small forward. But he's tough, and he'll be able to guard 3 and up. No, not 3 and up. The 3-2-1, of course, and maybe the 4-2. So if we want to run a small ball, so I'm down to see him play with us. He's a good player, and I can't wait. I was really happy that we got Marcus Morris too, but of course, he wants to go play with New York, dummy. Al Horford went to the 76ers. Him and Embiid. Maybe they can run a really, really, really big ball. I don't know who's the shooting guard there. I don't know who they replaced. But what if they fucking played like Ben Simmons or shooting guard, whoever that is. Who is their shooting guard? I don't know. See if any people can find it. I don't know who's the shooting guard. But imagine them putting Tobias Harris in the small forward and then fucking Al Horford power forward or Joel at the power forward or, you know, or him at the center. That would be really funny. Not funny, but that would be big. I would like to see that. They're going to miss JJ Watch. Taj Gibson, New York Knicks. He's a decent player. They can use him. Oh, another one. This is another one. The Warriors got D'Lo. I like D'Lo. I really do. He's a good player. And I wish he didn't go to the Warriors. I wish he didn't go to the Warriors, man. And then the Warriors got rid of Andre to have more space. Andre Iguodala to have more space for him. And that was so stupid. That was so dumb. I I don't know if I'm missing a big picture here. If they're gonna trade him for somebody else, which that would be smart. But D'Lo is so good, and I hope he gets his another team to fit better in. But still, he's a good player, I think the Warriors are gonna lose. They're not gonna go to the championship. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, badass. Klay Thompson's not gonna play all year though. Steph Curry's gonna fucking ball out though with D'Lo, I guess. I don't know, but they're not gonna go to the championship. They're not. And the stress region, they traded Andre. I don't think they are. I don't think they should get rid of Andre. And I think Andre's gonna stay with the Grizzlies. I don't think they're gonna buy him out and go to the Lakers. I don't think that's gonna happen. But who knows? Jamal Murray is gonna stay with the Nuggets, and they give him a 5-year, $170 million deal. He was playing us fucking dirty last playoffs. He really was against the Spurs, and he is a great player. I was talking a lot of shit to him because he's annoying, but that's what you do when you're playing against somebody in the playoffs who's annoying. And him and Joker are good teammates, and they're gonna go. Fuck, dude, the West is so stacked still, but they're gonna go to the playoffs too. Good player. Pat Beverly, he's gonna stay with the Clippers. Good for him. We already talked about AD. I don't want to talk about Reggie Bullock or Seth Curry. Seth Curry is baller. He's gonna fucking go off. He's gonna be next to Steph Curry. Just kidding. He's playing with the Mavericks. Nah, it's still good. Oh, this is a border one. I think hopefully people don't look over this one. Hassan Whiteside has been traded to the Portland Trailblazers for Miami receives Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard, and they get Hassan Whiteside. And I think Miami won this one, but I think it's a still fair trade with Hassan going to that team. I think Portland still have Nurkic, and they can throw him at the power forward, and I don't think they have Alfred Aminu no more, but still, they can throw someone at the small forward. And Dame, CJ, Hassan, and Nurkic are... That's a really good team. And people, I hope people don't sleep on that. And I hope that he helps them in the playoffs. But also, Miami got Myers Leonard, and he was balling out during the playoffs. I think they gave him a card on TK because he was doing really good. And if he continues that, I know people lose their little playoff intensity. But if he continues that for the regular season and becomes a player that he was playing then, Miami will be a good team for sure. And they already are, so that's what I'm saying. Ernest Cantor went to the Celtics. I forgot about that. And they replaced their Al Horford center. And good. I don't know if it's a super huge upgrade, but I like it. He's a good player, and the Celtics are still good. So there's no difference in that. Wesley Matthews, Milwaukee Bucks. That might be a sleeper. That's a good... He's joining a good team. He's a decent player. He's a good player. Jordan Bell left the Warriors and went to the Timberwolves. I don't know what the fuck he's doing there, but good for him. All right, so... There's another one that I'm really looking forward to, kind of. Isaiah Thomas has joined the Wizards. I wish he would have picked a different team. I'm thinking of a team, but I don't know which one. But still, I wish he would have picked a different team because John Wall and Bradley Beal are kind of the guards in that team. And he's just not going to get a lot of minutes to play as much as he did when he played with the Celtics. When he was, oh my God, I was such a big fan of him. And he was playing so good, and I want to see that again. I don't see it in the Wizards, but I want to see that again somewhere. And I will always be a fan of that guy, though. I want that Celtics jersey, though. I want that so bad. And I hope he gets back to balling. I really do. Willie Cauley-Stein will join the... If you don't know who that is, he's the Sacramento Kings center, who is not a Sacramento King, he's a Warrior. And he is also a good player. And he's a slept-on player, but he's also good. And joining the Warriors will help them even more. Oh, I forgot this too. Jeff Green joined the Utah Jazz, and that's a good pickup for them. That's going to be a good team, I'm telling you. Watch out for them. Ooh, and the biggest one. It's fucking over. The Lakers winning the championship with this one. Jared Dudley went to the Lakers. Be careful about that one. Wilson Chandler went to Brooklyn. He's a good player. Like, these are good players here. I don't know if people know that, but this is a good player. All of them are in the NBA, but that's a good pickup. Emmanuel Mudiay went to the Jazz. He's a good player. See, the Jazz are going to be good. Damn, they're going to be good. Watch. And Josh Jackson, he's a rookie, sophomore, I mean, or now he's a junior or whatever. He's a good player too. He left the Suns, and there's a whole ass trade on this. The Suns got Kyle Korver, which sucks because Kyle Korver can be used somewhere else in one of those teams that are going to win a championship. But Kyle Korver will reach a buyout with the Suns, they said, and the Lakers are interested. See what I'm talking about? But Josh Jackson's a good player, and I don't know. I guess Grizzlies are going in for the long run. And Boban is with the Mavericks. That's crazy. Imagine they put fucking Porzingis back at power and then him at center. Giants at your front court. Giants. Okay, so it says right here that Memphis don't plan to buy out the Andre Iguodala, and they want to trade him to the Rockets or the Mavs. So we'll see where that goes. I guess I'm not gonna be super hype about that one, but we'll see what happens there. And Dwight Howard went to the Grizzlies, and he's expected to reach a buyout too. They gave him the Grizzlies gave the Wizards, CJ Miles. I don't know what that's for. But Dwight Howard is expected to reach a buyout. We'll see where he goes. And Avery Bradley was also in that trade, I guess. So he's also going to reach a buyout. And we'll talk about Avery Bradley right now because that's where he went. And then Paul George. Oh, I got the full details on Paul George being traded to the Clippers. He got Paul George demanded a trade to LA. The Clippers sent OKC Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think that's that point guard. He's pretty good. Danilo Gallinari, and he's a good player. So I mean, OKC are getting good people, and five first round picks for PG. Five. OKC is winning that. OKC is winning that shit. They have so much, and I think they got more with the CP3 trade. So we'll go look at that right now too. And I guess after fucking Kawhi decided to join Clippers, Danny Green was like, all right, I'm going to the Lakers. We'll both be in LA, baby. So he went to go play with the Lakers, and I love Danny Green. I will always love Danny Green. That guy's awesome. And he's going to play defense, and he's going to win a championship with LeBron. Watch. Maybe. Who knows? I don't want him to, because I don't want LeBron to win with the Lakers, but who knows? And this is where they started talking about Russ getting traded, and I was like, oh my god. Then DeMarcus Cousins went to the Lakers, and I commented, I was like, DeMarcus Cousins was like, fuck it, I'll join the Lakers, fuck it. I mean, you know, I'm trying to get this ring. So him and AD and LeBron are gonna go off. That team's good. Rajon Rondo's with the Lakers, of course. Rondo is a badass, and I've always thought Rondo was a badass. Quinn Cook signs a 2-year deal. I think is that the guy who like won like 3 championships back to back to back right now? I don't know. That may be a different guy. I don't know. The Raptors try to get Russell. You know that didn't work out. Then this is where it says Marcus Morris signs the Spurs, but then I just found out that he didn't. He's a biatch. Avery Bradley. I wish he would have went to the to the Clippers. I don't know why he chose the Lakers. He's a good defensive player. He can shoot the three. A good shooting guard. Small, but can, like, he's a great defensive player. And that would have finished off their defensive team. And I would have loved to see that. But he's dumb. So, he went to the Lakers. Dumbass. Let's see. Kelly Oubre will stay with the Suns. That guy's good. Hope he gets better. Actually, he's a good potential. And then this is where it says Marcus Morris decided not to fucking be with the Spurs, and he went to the Knicks for 1 year, $15 million deal. Okay, that's a lot of money. Stupid, but whatever. Fuck him. And then we get to the Russell Westbrook trade for CP3. Oh my god. I think it's more Chris Paul and James Harden just didn't work too good together. And the Rockets are like, I want a championship, and Russell and James Harden will give me that together, more than Chris Paul and James would. And everybody's saying they're ISO ball, they play the same game, they're not gonna win. We got a ball hawk with another ball hawk. Did people forget that Russell Westbrook is a triple-double god and leads the league in assists for off season? Do people forget that? I guess people do. And boards? Like, I know it's going to be weird to see and it doesn't make sense, but these are great players and they're going to figure it out and they're going to be a good team. So be patient and watch them ball out the next year. Godly, I can't wait. And then, so this was the full trade details. The Thunder received Chris Paul, 2024 and 2026 first round picks. And then they swap picks in 2021 and 2025. And the Rockets received Russell Westbrook. And remember those five picks that OKC already had? They got more picks. So think about that. They're set for years. That's it for the big ones. I don't know. I guess if we're going to talk about the Spurs, let's talk about the Spurs real quick. They didn't pick no superstar up, but we got DeMar Carroll. We got role players, which is good. But it's because we got DeJounte. We got guards. We got fucking... The only thing we had was that what we needed in that 3-and-D player, and the DeMar Carroll, and maybe a better center, too, but... And big man, better big man, so we can stop running so much small ball. I mean, it's good. Small ball is good, but this is a big man just in case, and that's what we could have needed. We fucking traded Bertans, but it's all right, I guess. And I think we got rid of Bertans so we can make room for Marcus Morris, and that bitch left. So fuck that guy. But still, we got people. We got Lonnie Walker on the come up. We got young men on the come up right now in the Spurs, and they're gonna be a good team still because the Spurs always win. So, even though we have a lot of good people we're going to play against, they are a good team no matter what. I don't know. I think that's everything. I was really excited to talk about this because I'm really excited for next season. And I just can't wait. It's like there's still more shit to go up there. So, maybe trades. I think Bleacher Report was like talking about some trades that still need to happen. They were saying like Bradley Beal to go to Denver, which would be awesome. They want to trade Gary Harris and Hernan Gomez, which I would like to see. That would be cool. Bradley Beal play over there. That would be really awesome. And then they want to trade Kevin Love to. I want Kevin Love to get the fuck out of Cleveland. Get out of Cleveland. Get out of there and go play. You're so good. Go play with the Celtics or something. Oh, I know you can't just do whatever you want, but he's trying to get traded. They want to see. One of the trades also was the Whiteside and a prospect to Cleveland for Kevin Love, and I would like to see that just to get fucking Kevin Love out of there. This is a weird one. They brought it up like if it was good. Iggy to Dallas and Tim Hardaway Jr. to Memphis and Iggy to Dallas. I don't care about that one. D'Lo for Tobias Harris, Golden State and Philly trade. I think that would work, and I like that. I would like that. D'Lo would go to the Sixers, and I would like that. Cause I hate him with the Warriors right now. I think that's dumb. But yeah, that's how it's looking right now, and it's insane. No, I don't think the Warriors are going to win next year. I definitely don't. The Clippers most likely will. And I would love to see Giannis win. I don't know if Giannis has enough firepower. Firepower. He needs somebody else. I always thought Giannis needs somebody else. Chris Middleton. He has to step up or they need to get somebody. Because I think they need another star player. Because once they lock down Giannis. Once Kawhi locked down Giannis. It's literally Giannis would go into the middle and pass out to a shooter the whole time. Like, he couldn't do anything else. They would trap him in the middle and he would pass out. And they need another person who can ISO ball and take over a game with their scoring. And they don't have that. They don't. So, that's what they should be looking for right now. That's the missing piece. Because Kawhi can't lock down two people. Well, fuck, it's Paul Jordan now, so they don't even need to. But still, it going to Giannis, he needs another scorer who can take over a game with their scoring. That's what they need. that's a missing piece for them. I don't know if I want to go over all the missing pieces. A lot of teams are in rebuild mode. You know, a lot of teams don't even matter, but I guess who's the center for the Clippers? Oh, Harrell, he's good. So yeah, damn, dude, it's really crazy. It's really crazy what's going on in this NBA right now, and I'm really excited, and I hope everything, I'm really excited. I can't wait. I really can't. I can't wait for 2K. I can't wait for Zion to play. That Pelicans team is, in 5 years, is a championship team if everyone gets better. Is progressing. That's a championship team. It really is. And we'll see what happens. New Orleans, imagine New Orleans winning a championship. I remember New Orleans in the playoffs against the Spurs when they had Chris Paul. What if Chris Paul goes back to New Orleans? Then they had Chris Paul and they were partying up a storm. Then we beat them. So still, good team right there. A lot of important trades that could still possibly happen. So be ready for those. I don't know if I'll talk about it again, but... Oh, look, I see a tweet right here. All I know from Dwayne Wade says, all I know is my jersey swap collection, it looked kind of bootleg since free agent started. In 20 years, ain't no one believing those players played in those uniforms. That's funny. That's pretty funny. Okay, that's funny. I think we talked enough on that. But next season, NBA, I hope y'all ready for it. But also, I'm saying a lot. I didn't really prepare for this. But I'm going to start dropping more podcasts, talking more and more stuff, more important stuff, other stuff, non-important, important, doesn't matter. And I'm going to ask y'all if you want to hear anything. But if you're in the NBA, if you're into the NBA, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you're just as excited as me are if you want to talk about it or anything, like... if you want to have another episode later on about this, like, I'm down. I'll try to get somebody else into it for sure. Somebody's into basketball, but somebody who is into basketball, that's really hard. But I'll find somebody else and we can talk about it, or anybody want to hit me up and let's talk about it, I'm down. So let me know. I'm gonna ask for more suggestions on my profile, my podcast profile. What y'all want to talk about next time, so I'll try to get that out soon. I won't try to delay it that long anyway. Right now it's about 5 in the morning. Oh, 6:30. It's 6:30 in the morning. Holy shit. So I gotta go to bed. But peace. Thanks for listening.